We're spanking, we're clanking, we're back.
Yeah.
Spank.
Read, fellas. It's not a bank.
Spank.
Oh, we're spanking.
We're just spanking, dude. It's spanky in here.
So, let's get into it. Emails. Do we got an email?
Oh, boy, we sure do.
Let's get right into it. Why? What?
Why not?
I hate our banter at the beginning.
It sucks,
let's get
dude.
To the topics, dude.
Okay, so back to the Disney, though. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Reed fellas, how come A Goofy Movie 1995 wasn't on the Disney list? Also, Tangled 2010 wasn't either. The Princess and the Frog is incredibly so...
Hold on. Tangled, we've explained why Tangled wouldn't be on there. Tangled is a CGI movie. It is not a fucking classic animated movie.
Right. Also, it's gay.
Well, Lucy won't let us finish it because she fucking hates it.
Yeah.
We've only got like 20 minutes in. Okay, continue the email, please. I'll address the Goofy movie later.
The Princess and the Frog is incredibly so good and was made in 2009. Then a few months later, Tangled, which is also, to me, so incredibly clever and good. Side tangent.
It's gay.
There was a strange period of time in my life in college where every Saturday I'd start watching Tangled and every Sunday I'd finish it for literally 3 months straight, and it still didn't disappoint me.
My strange addiction. That's crazy.
However,
right?
I still think The Princess and the Frog is as good. I think a rewatch is in order. I've thought for days about what would be my top 5 or 10 Disney and can't decide yet. God zooks, it is very difficult. Regardless, Lucy and I will be watching Emperor's New Groove in the future, and I suppose I have a Lion King tattoo. So there's that.
You suppose?
XOXO, Meg.
She supposes?
She says a bunch of Africans tattooed on. Shout out to Megan.
Shout out to Megan.
So,
thank you for the email.
Yeah. I haven't seen Tangled all the way through.
Me either.
So I can't speak to it. I seen the beginning.
Listen,
and it's nowhere near as good as Princess and the Frog from what I can
all
tell.
All I can tell you is that it's gay. gay.
But yeah, no, it's our list wasn't year based. It wasn't like it had to come out within this span of years.
What are you doing?
Crutching. Eating your barm crisps.
The crunchiest thing on the planet, by the way.
The hardest
dude,
cracker.
You hear Lucy eat a barm crisp. Shatter my eardrums.
So, yeah, no, it has nothing to do with the year. So it's Princess and the Frog is classic animation. It's fucking whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a CGI. Cartoon.
Yeah. Tangled is a CGI movie.
Yes.
And A Goofy Movie is a side piece.
Yeah, Goofy Movie is more, like, I'm not saying, Goofy Movie could have been in. It could have been in. It could have been in.
Goofy Movie?
The Goofy Movie could totally have been in. But it wasn't.
Why not? Because you guys didn't watch it.
Well.
Because it's not like you watched it and were like, it doesn't count.
Yeah, there's something about it. It feels like more of, like, he's a spinoff character. And they're just giving him a movie.
He's not a spin-off character.
All the other movies felt like these are
in the
vault. From the ground up.
Right. They're not the Donald Duck movie.
Yeah. Okay, good example.
Why is that a bad example?
It was the same as the Goofy movie.
Yeah.
Right, no, I'm Donald just Duck. Re-emphasizing that, like, let's use another one. Because Goofy movie exists, so it's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, take yourself out of yourself, and now there's a Donald Duck movie. This is just from this is an SNL fucking cast alum has a movie now.
Yeah.
This is the TV boys doing movies. Yeah. It's different than homegrown. It's its own shit.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember if there's another movie in our list that might categorize itself like that, and I don't think there is. I feel like every other one... And also, I mean, there are other movies that is, we watched a few after the fact that whatever. There's The Great Mouse Detective. There's
The Three fucking, Caballeros.
There's Three Caballeros. There's fucking other
the Donald
shit.
Duck movie.
But yeah, I don't know. It missed the cut. What can I say?
You guys didn't watch it.
We didn't watch the Goofy movie.
I've seen it many times.
Yeah, so have I.
Oh, I've seen it maybe once as a child.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Cheese,
come on. Fuck up the line. It
has cheese
you
in
stop
her-
on my line and you don't do it right.
Cheese in her mouth. Bar-
yeah.
Come on, bro.
Anyways, Princess of the Frog rules. We got to rewatch that. We're going to rewatch that tonight instead of Killers of the Flower.
No, come on, bro.
So.
I do want to see it.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the email. Email us, readfellas@gmails.com.
Gmails.
Please.
Gmails.
Talking to you, River.
Guys, I got this. I've been getting a lot of, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you guys get this. There's a number in my email address, okay?
Okay.
I'll just say that. So not to yeah, myself hold away. On. My hold personal to, email yo, address. Yeah,
Jesus Christ. Dude.
There's a number.
Yeah.
It's a two-digit number, okay?
Help, chill, bro.
I know. I might get hacked.
You're going to get hacked.
But for some reason, and this isn't the first time this has happened, I'm getting emails, like confirmation emails from someone else's account sign up, and their email is the same as mine, except there's a period between the two numbers.
Whoa.
But it's coming to me.
Yeah.
And so...
How does this kind of shit happen to you, bro?
So this
I know,
guy,
it's very odd.
This yeah. guy, his name's Jordan Rousseau, so he has the same exact email as me, except there's a period between
yeah.
The numbers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm getting his confirmation emails for his order to writetobear.com.
Dude.
writetobear.com, okay? Yeah. Which I can tell. You want me to go through his order list?
Of course.
Or what he bought from writetobear.com?
Yeah.
Okay. He bought a brand new
this
shiny.
This is probably illegal, bro.
No, it just came right
to me. Opening
his
mail.
All right.
It's a felony, bro.
He bought a carbine buffer. Okay.
Okay.
Let me know if you know what any of this
I don't know
shit
what,
is.
I assume it's gun
There's
related.
Pictures. It came with pictures. So this is what a carbine buffer looks like.
Okay.
It's a condom.
For those who aren't catching on, I mean, these are gun parts.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Max Tex Milli Nines. There's a, speaking of which, he bought a mil-spec carbine buffer spring.
One more time?
A mil-spec carbine buffer spring.
Okay.
Any yeah, gun yeah. people out there, let us know if this is like, oh yeah, this is common. Oh,
this is common I hardware. Got, you have a drawer of them, yeah.
Yeah.
How many of those? Quantity?
It looks like just one of each of these.
Interesting.
He also
just
got
filling
a,
one gun.
Yeah.
He also got a mil-spec receiver buffer tube end plate. Okay. This just sounds like gun guy talk, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gun guy?
Gun guy. It's just picture a gun guy.
I mean, just think of me like, what if I would love to talk like this in my regular yeah. lingo.
Yeah.
I gotta go to the gun shop. I gotta get myself a new mil-spec receiver buffer tube end plate. Okay, yeah, yeah, he also got a yeah. standard AR-15 M4 5.56 charging handle.
Well,
oh, nice,
dangerous.
Dude. That's a good grip.
Brand new charging handle. Pretty tight.
Yeah. Because you don't have a low battery on your gun.
And then, of course, this piece always wears out when I fire my guns. This piece wears out. The mil-spec castle nut that always wears
oh,
out.
Oh, the castle
I,
nut.
I got, always got to buy a new castle nut. And then the final...
That's the main character in Tangled. He's just trying to get that castle nut.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
And then finally good. He bought a Premier AR-15 bolt carrier group in color black nitride. So
it's pretty tight. Black nitride is good.
These are all just...
He didn't want to get it in gunmetal gray.
No. Black nitride.
Black nitride is a good second option.
So pretty good. That's
well, he's not going to get his stuff.
Why not?
Cuz you can't confirm it.
No, that wasn't a confirmation email. That was just a hey, can you review these things that you bought? It's by
but
the way,
you can't review them.
It's been a series. It's been a series of emails, by the way.
Yeah, what else you got for us? Anything?
Well, so that was actually the most recent. Let me look at the older ones. That's the only order he has.
Right.
But
you will not be ordering from them again. He hasn't gotten any confirmations.
The first one I got was, thanks for registering. mm-hmm. at Right to Bear. So he made an account and then he started shopping, right?
Yeah.
And then I get this email. I'm like, it's a junk email, whatever. And then I get the second email.
You're like, what the fuck?
And this is order. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which all that shit that I listed.
Yeah.
$103.
Oh.
Hey, that's not too bad.
I have no idea. I don't know if that's a good deal.
That's a lot of price. Stuff in that order.
Yeah, but there's no actual guns. They're all like little pieces. They're all like the really cool stuff when you're like taking the gun apart.
This is my rifle.
Yeah, this guy's military. Like it, but this guy's this military for sure.
Yeah.
And then I got an order ops. Status change.
Oh.
Which doesn't mean he changed his order. It just means it is the right, status is
either shipped.
It is now shipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I assume he's got it.
That's cool.
I assume.
Good for him.
I assume Jordan's got it at this point.
But you can be tracking his every move. This guy, this gun guy, is trying to be like off grid.
Well, I'm waiting for like.
He's being tracked, dude.
I just think it'd be funny if he's like, the carbine buffer spring didn't work properly. Like, and I'm part of the email that you're and he's talking to customer service.
The carbine buffer plate is cracked.
Excuse me, but my mil-spec carbine buffer spring is actually a little bit wonky. I need to reorder that as well as my mil-spec receiver tuber buffer tube end plate. I need to get that
buffed.
And then rebuffed.
Promptly buffed, please.
Anyways. So now I'm all involved. I'm all about Right to Bear. I'm in it now. Nice. Guys. I'm all a part of it.
That's great. You're a war dad.
I'm afraid.
Bo?
That, yes, that has actually put me on the radar. It's put me on the Fed's radar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's put me on there.
Yeah, you're on a list.
Because now I'm getting calls from the police.
You're his decoy. You think you're tracking him? No. He knows what he's doing.
I would like to hear the police call.
Yeah, so I got this.
Oh.
I got this voicemail. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan. This is Agent Laurie with the Illinois State Police. Oh. Calling you in reference to Alexandria Reed. Could you please give me a call back at 6?
What the fuck?
No. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
What did you do to Alexandria?
This voicemail is crazy. Because what? He has my number.
Yeah.
He has my name.
Yes.
He knows my name.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Jordan, this is Agent. Well, first of all, the transcription for this mm-hmm. it says this is Agent Lottery. This is not what he says.
You just read that first, you're like, oh boy.
Yeah, I was like, oh fuck. The gaming commission is calling me up. Fucking why won't it let me rewind this shit? It won't let me fucking rewind it.
Just exit out of the app.
Hey Jordan. This is Agent Lowry with the Illinois State Police.
Agent Lowry.
Oh yeah.
The Illinois State Police. What is that? A state trooper? Like, he's not Chicago PD or anything. It's the Illinois federal state police.
He's a statey.
Yeah.
He's a statey.
As opposed to like
county or federal
or city. Yeah.
Yeah, but stateys like aren't they like? I always associate them with like the guys that are stopping me from doing firing fireworks out in the Alaska bush.
Fucking
like that's dweebs. They're just stopping fireworks.
No, stateys is higher.
I mean, their jurisdiction is higher, but I don't know.
That's what I mean.
But yeah, I don't know.
Responsibility is higher. They're, you know, I feel like the chain of command, you know?
I don't think so.
The chain of command.
I think it's just a different department. Like they just deal with different crimes.
But yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know at all. I'm not a gun guy.
Gun guy? Okay, so what do you guys think? Because he's calling me in reference to Alexandria.
So you haven't called him back?
Alexandria.
You got to call the police, bro.
Of course not.
I would have.
You call him,
yeah,
like,
that's why you're gonna get hacked and fucking shit. I don't know if this guy's real.
Oh.
That's the only thing that throws
but then
me
you
off
just
is that he
look
knows
up,
my
you
name,
don't like, recall this number. You look up the Illinois State Police Department number and you call that number and you say, I'm looking for Agent Lowry. Agent Lottery, excuse me. And if they go, who? And you go, click. And then you're on a list.
Their list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know no fucking Alexandria Reed.
That's what you got to tell him.
Right.
What if he's like, no, I'm calling you because Alexandria Reed is your daughter. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, no. I got a fucking daughter in Chicago.
Guess I got to move there.
Guess I got to live a double life now. So, yeah. That
what if happened. He's calling you to tell her that she's dead?
Why is that funny?
Because you don't know her. You'd be like, oh, that's convenient. I don't know who that is. God, I hope that hasn't happened. I hope you're okay, Alexandria. Alexandria. Yeah.
Anyways, let's start getting into, because we got a lot to get into here.
Okay.
As far as it's time for Reed Fellas.
R-E-A-D.
There's so much that we might as well intersperse starting now.
Intersperse.
What did I say?
That's what you said.
Intersperse. She just likes that word. Oh. Yeah.
So it's time for Reed Fellas. R-E-A-D. Morgan, tell the folks at home what sort of feat you accomplished.
Multiple. So I read three books.
Don't you fucking demote her to one feat, dude.
I've read...
The feat was three books.
Right. I guess, yeah, okay. That is the feat.
I've read three books, but in that, the first was a fucking epic.
Oh, yeah.
So it was double feat.
That was one feat.
Right. Well, it's like the pages of four books.
Right.
Across three.
So the first book I read was Abraham Bagesi, Thomas O'Malley-Kett, The Covenant of Water.
She did not read the Aristocats novel.
That's the epic.
Yeah.
I read The Covenant of Water. It's a 700 page plus epic.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
So I think this book is good. I gave it 3 stars. I think the first half is very strong, and then it kind of waffles out a bit in the second half, but you're so invested because it's such an F. What?
Do people say that?
Waffles out?
It waffles out?
I think so.
That's crazy. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Really?
You know, it just sort of waffles out.
Dives out, waffles out.
Like peters out, I've heard.
It's common parlance, I think.
Parlance?
No. I think maybe you're right. Like, I've heard it waffles. Like,
I've heard it wavers. Waver is different than wafer. You know?
It's different than waffle, yeah.
It's definitely different than waffle.
It waffles out? Is that a thing?
You know, that's crazy.
Is it crazy or is it
waffles out? There was syrup everywhere.
No, but I think waffle is a verb.
To waffle.
Waffles.
Yeah, it means to fucking to make
eat
a bunch.
Yeah,
of breakfast.
I just looked up waffles out in Google.
And that means waffles out. Yeah.
It's just pictures of waffles.
Waffles out is like she had her waffle out. Like her blue waffle out. Like it's her pussy was exposed.
And then the first question that comes, the other questions. Google question. The first one is, when did waffles come out?
When was that release date?
Yeah. When did they drop?
Ugh. Oh my God, I can't breathe.
What can I do with waffles? What's the best way to reheat waffles? I think Jamal's right. I don't think this is a thing.
This is not a
Morgan made it up.
It just sort of waffles out, you know? Like that waffled out of you.
Oh my God. Okay, so I can't breathe. This book is set in India, which I like because that is different.
A lot of waffles in India.
So there's interesting themes, like the caste system in India you find a little bit about, and then like,
so you like it because it's different. It's a little novel.
It's different, yeah.
Have you seen RRR?
No.
That's why I hear it's good.
Because it's different?
Everyone's raving about it. I'm like, what's good about it? It's just different.
A lot of waffles.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
So it's set in India, and then it's like over many generations, right? And it's like the basic through line is that in this family, they're... At least one person, like each generation, is dying from drowning. And so like it starts in the early 1900s, and it's kind of like this, they call it the condition, you know, it's like nobody knows what the fuck is actually going on. But then you make it to modern day, and
They explain it.
The granddaughter, she dedicates herself to be a fucking brain surgeon and shit. And she figures out the little piece in the ear that's off that's causing them genetic. To,
oh, yeah. That's kind of sick.
I know.
I thought it was going to be some magic bullshit.
Right. And it isn't. But unfortunately, in that second half where you're getting kind of the medical, I prefer it because they start you off in the medical field in 1917. And that to me is interesting as fuck.
Yeah.
When it gets more modern day, I'm less interested because now it's just like normal that's like, medicine.
Yeah. That's like when breath starts to become air.
Yeah.
Breath is mythical and like mysterious. Air, we get it. Air is a scientific thing.
Air is a great movie about Nike shoes.
Nike shoes. It just gets a little bit less interesting. But
I really want a waffle now. I'm craving waffle.
I know. I'm so fucking hungry. It is insane. So I give
chicken parma be good on waffles.
Right, yeah. To bear waffles.
I gave it 3 stars. I think it was a worthwhile endeavor to embark. I'm grateful that Jordan gave me the boost that I needed to embark on this epic. And really, it's like a 3.5. The valley between 3 and 4 is so vast.
Yeah, because 3 feels like a diss.
Yes. It's more like a 3.6.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the valley between 3.5 and 3.6, do you think?
Just a little river. A little creek.
A covenant of water.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, no, I agree. I feel like a lot of books end up in the 3.5.
Yes.
Because, like, to really, like, state a book is a 4.
Yeah.
That's when it's sort of, now you're getting to a realm of, like.
This is a recommend.
A recommend.
Yeah. And, which we're getting there.
But it's not quite. You wouldn't quite recommend this book. Is it because of its length? That it's more of a...
It's harder to.
Harder to.
No.
It waffles
I
out. She did say that it waffles
I didn't
out.
Find it hard to read, really. It just was like...
Don't sell your feet short. You don't have short feet.
Long feet.
There were interesting components of it. It's just such a, it feels almost like, oh, I want to write a really long book. And how do I do that? I go over multiple generations. You know, it just feels
sure
a little bit like.
Did we need to do all this for real?
Yeah.
To serve the story.
Right.
Okay.
But I do like it. It's very weird. It's very weird that it's a 3 here.
You don't understand.
You don't. I don't even recognize myself.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did you read after that?
Then I read The Only One Left. So I read this for book club, and we are like stuck in a rut of thriller mysteries, you know? And we read a book just like this. Like just 2 books ago. So
The Looking Glass Sound?
No, it was
you fucking hate that book.
It was Verity. And Verity I liked. And literally almost everything about it, it is
for,
the it's like a paralyzed
home,
old woman.
You're not saying
typewriter
variety.
Verity. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just I don't want to clear that up.
Paralyzed old typewriter, like all the themes were the same. And so I don't think it's the book's fault, but it just felt like I had read it before.
Which one came out first? Yeah, which one deserves the slot of originality?
Right.
Which one's the book bigger,
details?
The bigger slot?
Okay, so The Only One Left came out June 20th of 23. June 20th of 23.
No, these are fresh brand ass. New.
And Verity came out July. 21.
Oh, so Verity, and that one you liked more.
Yeah, I gave that 4 stars. This solidly falls in a 3 and maybe even less for me, but I was just nothing about it was interesting to me.
But it's fairly close ranking wise to Abraham Verghese.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It
that's
doesn't,
why it's a 3.6.
It's weird. I feel like this actually might be more of like a 2.8.
Yeah. I understand, like, sometimes it's really hard to review a book lower than a 3.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I did read the whole thing. Like, what does that say about me?
Yeah.
And then should I just go ahead and finish?
Let me do mine, and then you'll cap it.
Okay.
Or should we do more intersperse? Should
we go? I don't care.
We should talk about movies or something.
Sure. I do want to bring this up. So the other day, so we had some snow days here.
Yeah.
You know, this past week, and I was hanging out. I was here for like fucking 4 days or something, you know? And hanging out with you guys and hanging out with Lucy a lot, and it was super fun. One of the mornings, we were hanging out in Lou's room and reading books and stuff, and one of the books is about opposites, you know?
Yeah.
Big, small, all this stuff.
You're talking about size.
We're talking about size. And one of them is, it's In and Out. And it's a turtle, both in his shell and out of his shell. And I was like, but I don't think he can do that.
I don't think they can.
Well, then
I had this same thought.
Morgan
today
goes,
I had this thought.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because we were watching fishes and there's a turtle. Uh-huh. And I was like, the shell's clearly part of the turtle's body.
Yeah. You're like, that book is.
But then I had the second thought of like, maybe there are just some species of turtle that can do that.
Right. Well, then I say this out loud as I'm reading it. I was like, I don't think he can do that. And Morgan goes, no, I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure they like, because they shed their shells. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, they shed their shells. And then they have to go find new ones.
Find new ones.
And I was like, what do you mean they're finding new ones? She goes, well, here's the thing. There's a bunch of discarded turtle shells.
And you have to find
turtles
it.
At a half shell.
And so I was like, okay, so you're saying.
I don't know what.
You're
this
saying.
Like,
no, let me finish. You're saying the grass is always greener.
She's saying, turtles shed their shell and then have to find new ones. Here's the thing. I think there are just empty shells lying around from other turtles that have outgrown them. So these turtles, not only are they finding new shells, they're finding shells that are their size. They're shopping and finding like small, medium, large shells. And I was like, you're thinking of crabs.
That's hermit crabs.
That's crabs, dog. Turtles, it's fused to their body.
Sure.
And it grows with them. Because I was like, they're born with a shell. Like, it is of them, you know? It's not...
Yeah. It's just a hard plate that they're...
But like, I was like, falling her for it.
I was falling her for... Shut up, dude. Don't try and save it. Don't plead retardation. But what about Bowser? No, but... But, dude, it was so... I followed her for, like... I was on the ride with her for, like... 2 seconds, and then I go.
Then you waffled out a bit.
I waffled out. I go. I stopped her. I go, I'm gonna stop you. There are a bunch of discarded shells. Is crazy. Think about it for a second.
Well, but
it was the conviction with which you're like, well, here's the thing. Here's I figured it out. It's like, what?
Well, I remember learning that about some animal, and I guess I just always thought it was a turtle.
And I go. It's crabs.
Yeah, crabs.
Crabs.
Yeah.
But it was unraveling in real time.
Yeah, that's what was so funny about it.
Based on your reaction, I was like, oh, but like, if you hadn't come back at me with that, like, you're insane.
No, I know.
I would have just been even more convinced that that is what happened.
This is reminiscent of when Jabal thought that we weren't going to have sunlight for 30 days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
because of Jupiter or whatever.
Well, because I'd recently read an article about it and didn't fully think it through, I had to bring a science update every week. Oh, OG pod. God.
We got to bring that back.
But this was like Morgan creating it breathed to air, you know, like just real time. Well, here's the thing. I figured it out, you know. So fucking funny.
Speaking of Lou, in this fucking past
doctor
week, I mean, holy fuck, doctor. So I was just eating breakfast with Lucy and she just looked at me. She goes, doctor. Doctor. And I'm like, what the fuck is she saying? It sounds like she's saying doctor, but that can't be what she means.
Yeah.
And then I take her out of her fucking high chair and we go upstairs and she has this toy where there's doors on it. And behind each door is like an occupation. There's like a mailman, a fireman, And one of them's a doctor. She walks up immediately. She opens up the doctor door. She points at it. She goes, doctor.
It's like, holy fuck. And like, we took her to daycare, dude. And
right. So this first week of daycare that we've taken her to, and we get 2 days out of daycare, and then fucking Wednesday through Friday, snowstorm, they're closed.
Yeah.
So a little bit of momentum, all done. But all the done. Second day we pick her up from daycare. We're like, how was daycare? Did you have fun? Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have make friends? Yeah. Do you draw a lot? Yeah. Very excited.
Yeah.
Big yas, you know?
Yeah.
And then we're walking, we get to the gate, she just goes, doctor. Doctor.
Oh, my God. It floored me, dude. I was the funniest shit I'd ever heard. Doctor.
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 And Morgan's theory is that she's getting it from monkeys on the bed.
Well, because I've been racking my brain of like, I mean, it is mildly concerning, you know, that she is all of a sudden knows the word doctor. I'm like, who did you talk to at daycare today that taught you doctor, you know?
Uh-huh.
So yeah,
like, someone better not be claiming they're a doctor at that day.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it was borderline concerning given how funny it was. Mm-hmm. And
given how funny it was.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know. Well, both despite things. Despite. And
it was so scary given how hilarious it is.
And so that's my theory.
Is that it's
Mama called a doctor,
and the doctor said.
Yeah. So yeah, speaking of which, Lucy, she's awake now. So we'll return
doctor
to the pod. And if you see in a blink of an eye.
Tryptophan.
Sorry?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
Yeah. You never heard of that?
Is that like a book a vacation website?
Ew. It's tryptophan is like you eat turkey for Thanksgiving and you get sleepy because people say it's filled with tryptophan.
Oh.
Which is like the chemical to make you sleepy, which I think is a myth. I don't think it's real.
It's the levels are so low.
Yeah, like maybe there is tryptophan, but it's nothing to do with getting tired. It's just if you eat got a big belly full of food like we do now.
Yeah, you get sleepy.
But I was reserved. One, I didn't have noodles, and two, I just had one cutlet.
Mm.
So,
but you're just always tired.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, Morgan she made a monster chicken parm.
I do make a monster parm.
But yeah, they call that the itis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On my Italian, under my Italian, you know, whatevers that I make.
What? Different meals?
Different meals.
Yeah.
Where does the chicken parm rank?
For me, number two.
Nice. Right behind the bowl?
Yeah, right behind it.
Wow.
Right behind it.
I didn't realize we had a...
What are the other options?
There's arrabbiata.
There's the burrata pasta.
Burrata. Clams.
Yeah, but he didn't like that.
I know that, but it ranks with me.
Where do you rank it?
The chicken parm?
The linguine and clams.
Second.
What's first?
He's better than parm?
No, it's better than...
bowl is third.
Parm is number
That's
one. I'm just kidding. I don't know. To me, these are all neck and neck. Evan,
it is.
I need more
tough.
Time to dwell on it. I need to have the dishes.
Linguine and clams is fifth.
It might be first. When it's good, it's great.
It is good when it's great.
And plus,
there's no sauce on it. Not that I'm saying it's bad.
It's a garlic sauce.
It's butter.
It's a buttery garlic sauce.
Yeah, but that beats a nice red sauce.
I'd say it beats it. I'm saying it's an
You said it might be first.
It might be.
And I'm saying, I think you might be wrong.
I'm saying a linguine and clams.
Listen, this
is
a sensitive topic.
Fire.
We're all just fucking.
Anyway, I'm about to. All this parm talk is getting me hungered.
I'm still
rehungered.
Me and Jamal ate two Elvins.
Yeah.
With nudes.
We're just watching Donkey Kong Country.
Dude, oh my God, that's the scariest thing I've seen on the screen.
No, it's not. It's not even.
It's not embellishing.
Stop it.
All right, sorry.
It's fine.
I'll just stay quiet.
No, don't do that. Just tell the truth. That's all we want. Tell the fucking truth.
It's scary.
It's not scary.
It's scary.
What are you saying?
You don't think it's terrifying?
I mean,
no.
On the screen?
It has the. I mean, it's fake scary. The way people say they're scared of like real clowns, like
you're
fake. No, I'm. I get freaked out by intentionally scary clowns. I'm talking about people like at the circus, like, oh, like,
I'm not in afraid of clowns.
Like
in
funny,
general.
Scared of funny clowns.
Right.
Like,
right.
Come on.
Yeah.
You think I'm a clown?
Well, I think it's the same. Like, so you, people are like, Coco Melon is scary. It's like, yeah, but you're not actually scared. It has that same like strangeness that Coco Melon has, where it's like,
right,
it might captivate a child.
Are you kidding? This is so much weirder looking than Coco Melon.
I mean, it's older. It's just old, like the cheapest right, possible bottom shelf CGI.
What Jordan's saying though is that it's not scary.
Okay, apologies, folks.
Like, it's not keeping you up tonight.
All right,
that's scary.
Or is it?
Is it keeping you up tonight?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Use a different word. Scary's basic.
Describe
scary's basic.
This is what you're saying. You're like, oh, I'm over here trying because you're shutting me down. No, you're not trying. You're not trying because you're going, it's scary. No, describe it further. What is it actually to you? It's eerie. It's creepy. It's
creepy's better.
Creepy.
It's in like an uncanny valley of like, what is this?
It's not uncanny at all. It's fully on the side of weird. It's not like, is it or isn't it?
No, that's true.
It's fucking full.
But I'm saying, give me something. You know, I'm challenging you on scary.
Okay,
it's budget CGI before they were doing like CGI for
on
TV.
The reg. Yeah,
like
ahead of its time.
That's
show.
Just yeah.
They did motion capture with people in fucking
no,
green
you're right.
screen
it's
suits.
It's a really good
shit.
Show.
Don't
it's
be gay. Stop being a fag. Participate.
I was trying.
No, you weren't. That's my whole point.
Anyways, we watched me and Jamal watched Mission Impossible.
Dead Reckoning, part one.
Seven or six? It's seven, right?
Seven, I think.
Mission Impossible 7, Dead Reckoning, part one.
Mm-hmm.
Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, part one. Full title. And
TBD.
What a fun movie this was.
Yeah.
It is... It might be the worst Mission Impossible.
It might be the worst one.
Sub Mission Impossible 2. Mission Impossible 2
is the worst.
Is
one.
For sure the worst.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it's so bad. Cause it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's like bad on the level, like a Steven Seagal level bad.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
That's why it sucks so bad. This one at least is like in the realm of the Mission Impossibles, but I do think it's probably at the bottom.
Yeah. I agree.
And it makes me question, like, I have to rewatch all of them again? Are they all this bad?
Yeah, we don't have to do that. But.
Like, I'm surprised it's so highly reviewed. And I think it's just, it has the bias of like
the motorcycle jump.
No, of like, it's Tom Cruise. He just did Top Gun. It's saving movie theaters, and they have to give this good reviews mm-hmm. to save the movies. You
right.
know? It kind of has that
agenda.
Feel. Because when you're watching, I mean, it is like the fucking exposition that they give throughout is like,
it is the
worst shit.
It's so bad.
And Tom Cruise is clearly old now.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's just so weird looking at like all the caked on makeup to make him
yeah.
look.
And like the work he's had done. It's weird.
He just looks weird. And he's not acting like Tom Cruise. He's acting so reserved. And it's like,
right.
he doesn't have any of like that like pop on screen that he used to have where it's like,
yeah.
even if it's a bad performance, you're still captivated by this guy.
By Cruise.
Because like, whatever, like Cocktail is like a better performance because he's like
right.
so over the
lively.
Top.
Lively.
This is like, he's so just.
I mean, he almost beat the shit out of that woman.
I know. And this, he actually does beat the shit out of a woman, but he doesn't seem like he ever would.
Right.
He's just so nerfed. And actually, yeah. no, I take that back. He so blatantly doesn't beat up women. That it's
right.
like, it's sexist the way he's not beating
right.
women.
Right.
Like, the way it's like, he will kill men, but like a woman who's more violent than the men, he lets off the hook.
Yeah.
He just because she's a bitch.
Like, yeah.
It's crazy.
And it works out perfectly in his favor that he did that.
Yeah. She just goes to his side. It's like, why don't you do that for all the men? Why
right.
don't you give them a second?
Spare
chance?
Their life. Then you have an army, dumbass.
But we kept making the same joke. Because it happens maybe 13 times in the movie yeah. where he's quartered. He's completely trapped.
There's no
captured,
way out. There's no
and then
way
he
out.
Just like, I'm going to my right.
And he just peels to the right.
And he just
he gets
off.
Away.
He gets up every time.
Every single time.
Just by moving real fast.
And I'm going to my right.
He
just runs away.
So, just became the common joke. Every single time he got out of it, I'm going to my right.
Yeah. We would like call it. Oh, yeah. Shit. He's quartered. I'm going to my right. And he did it. Every
yeah,
single
every
time.
Every time.
It's crazy.
And then, yeah, whatever. Like, the big stunt of this one was him taking a motorcycle off the cliff.
Yeah, huh?
I mean, because people kept, like, raving about
it. Yeah, there was a whole Craven rave about it.
Where it's like, this is the most expensive stunt ever filmed, ever.
Uh-huh. And I was, it's like, okay.
Well, people said biggest, and I was like, describe what you mean by that, because that doesn't, yeah, that's subjective.
Right.
And they're like, the most expensive. And I was like, okay, that is quantifiable. Uh-huh. However, is it expensive just because of Tom Cruise's asking price?
Or is it, right. And like, also, he wanted to do it over and over and over again, because he's just skydiving, basically.
I know. That's my point. It's like, one, we've already seen it.
Yeah.
And it happens at the end of the movie. See, at least with fucking Rogue Nation,
it's the beginning.
The big cell was him. He's hanging on the edge of, right, a plane as it takes off. And that you could like see, like, holy fuck, that's crazy.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, that's,
and then it happens at the beginning,
cooler,
of the movie. It's the, right, like, the first big stunt in the movie. So you get that, yeah, out of the way, and then everything else is a surprise. This is, you're waiting for it the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
And then he does it, and all the money that they spent on it is not, you don't see it,
right,
on screen.
Right.
It just looks like he's taking a bike off of the fucking cliff.
Off the cliff.
And it's only because, and I understand why they tell you about it in the marketing, because if they didn't, you would just be like, whatever. Okay. It's a stunt guy, or like they could have done anything, but because they've like hammered it home, like the behind the scenes,
real,
like, it's actually dumb, or like, yeah, what is, yeah, it's like, so it's like, okay, but that doesn't fucking matter when it all comes down to like, what am, yeah, what am I looking at?
Right.
And so it just, all that money is, well, is wasted.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and like,
mission lacklust.
Yeah. There's a lot of exposition shit in this movie that's so bad. Or like the whole back and forth between Ving Rhames and Simon Pegg. Like all their lines back and forth are like,
PG. Like they, it's, think, PG friendship talk.
Yeah.
Like,
and
it's
like
crazy.
They're talking to each other over the phone about like, oh shit, Simon Pegg finds a bomb in an airport. And he's like, I think it's a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
And they're stressed out and they have to solve these riddles and shit
he
together.
Think he knows. What? It's a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, yeah, he just knows. Yeah. I think it's a nuclear. It's nuclear bomb. Anyways.
Because there's a nuclear symbol on it.
Right. Dead giveaway. Dead reckoning. So fucking, in the midst of this, because they have to solve riddles, whatever. And he's like, oh.
Well, don't why would gloss it over that. It's a bomb that you have to solve riddles to defuse.
Yeah, it's a Batman bomb. It's a Batman villain bomb.
It's so gay.
It's super gay.
And the riddles are, it alternates between an actual, a riddle, and, mm-hmm, then a personal question.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it's like, and they just, yeah, and they understand it as it goes. Like they, yeah, understand, oh, like the deeper meaning is like,
right,
it's asking you personal questions, so that way it understands you more and it can like, right, figure you out. And it's like, okay.
It's like an AI.
And here's the personal question. Here's a very personal question. If you tell me this, I could probably guess your password, Morgan. Okay, mm-hmm. Who is the most important person to you? And then Simon Pegg, his reaction is, I don't want to tell it because it'll know more things about me.
Ving Rhames goes, like, just tell
you
it.
You just have to tell it. And he goes, my friends.
That's actually really sad.
It's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in a movie.
It's so good.
You think he's going to be like, I fucking had sex with a little boy. Like, what is the secret that is going to unlock his mind to this, right, AI?
Right.
I love my friends.
Yeah.
Dude. Like my family.
And he's like, I mean, again, a nuclear bomb is about to go off in an airport. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I can't say.
Yeah. It's fucking my friends. Crazy.
It's my friends. It's so nuts. But and then, Ving Rhames, like, takes a guess at a riddle or something, and he's like, why would it be that? And he goes, hey, man, I don't know. I'm not good at riddles. It's like, dude, this thing is counting down.
Yeah.
You guys need to get off each other's backs, all right? It's crazy. Ugh. There's a lot of shit like that throughout the movie.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, it.
But it's a fun watch.
It does some things where
it's fun,
like,
watch with the bro.
It's fun to make fun
Morgan
of.
Missed out.
It was fun to make fun of.
I try to get you. I'm always trying to include you.
I know, but you'd already started it.
We had not.
Oh.
Had we?
Yeah, we started it.
That wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, you
it was join. 3 hours long.
Yeah. And I
we'll join for part two.
I was going to do my Reed Fellows Choice Awards, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Bar One. Crazy. I was expecting to enjoy it. That's the craziest part. Is,
yeah.
I like some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Like when I first saw Fallout, I was like, oh, that's enjoyable. And then I rewatched it and I was like, holy fuck, Henry Cavill is awful.
Yeah.
He's one of the worst characters that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But there's still some fun stuff in it. Like,
for sure.
The bomb element of that one, at least, is like followable, and like if the stakes seem high.
Right. This one is like,
I like how they're, it's like AI is going to ruin the world. Like, as far as like an annihilation weapon.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah.
But as far as like
the execution here,
the execution
like,
of the two key, the two halves of the key. That
dude, they love showing the key. You need two keys, and these keys have to scissor each other to go together.
They show it 150
scissor
times.
Keys, dude.
Everyone has like pages, like, you know, have like their briefs and stuff. All of them have the mock-ups. It's just two regular keys, but they have the slot, and they could scissor each other to lock into each other to make one
super key.
Coda key.
Yeah, one Phillips screwdriver.
One Phillips Seymour Hoffman of a key.
Yeah, dude.
It's Tenet.
And then in the fucking... Yeah it's Tenet. And in the opening sequence of the movie, like where they're showing Mission Impossible, and it's the opening credits or whatever, and they're showing all these flashes of different parts of the movie later.
Best title
later
reveal?
And this might be the best title reveal, actually.
It's the same as every other fucking Mission Impossible.
But they're always good. But it shows the scissor key in there, I shit you not, 20 times. Different ways, the scissor key.
The amount of times that they show it, it's like,
we get how it works.
The scissor key.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about it is, you need one half of the key to test the other half of the key, because when you connect them, little LED lights all of them go beep, beep, beep.
Your little Christmas lights light up.
And so if they go beep, 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 that's how you know they're authentic.
They're both real.
You don't have a counterfeit key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was fucking hilarious.
It goes beep, beep,
beep,
beep.
Yeah, it goes beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Yeah.
But how do we stretch this into a part two, right?
Yeah.
So this whole first half is just them obtaining two halves of the key, but what does it unlock?
Ooh,
you
got
to know what it unlocks, and then you got to know where to find what it unlocks. Mm-hmm. And that's where part two is going.
And here's the thing.
Oh, wait, this was like a...
it's part one.
Oh,
it's just part
movie.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
The whole movie is them getting this key.
And they don't know what it unlocks?
That's the whole thing in this movie. That's what's played the whole time is like, but I'm the only man alive who knows what it unlocks.
So they have
like
to
whatever.
Keep him alive. This guy has to be kept alive because he knows what it unlocks.
Okay.
All they know is it's like, I guess they know it's existential to some degree. Well, they know that there is a rogue AI.
Right.
And this key somehow has something to do with that.
Right.
Like when them not knowing what it unlocks, I think they just literally don't know like physically what the apparatus is.
Uh-huh.
What the box looks like.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited
where to find
see
it.
Part two.
Yeah, dude.
I'll attend that.
I like the opening. Actually, I did like the opening. The submarine.
Okay.
How, like, the AI, the guys that they just did.
No, but in this... Go ahead.
They boot up the... I mean, it's relative. They boot up this AI thing in there, and it's like, whatever. But the AI has now been learning and, like, becoming evil or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the submarine that they're in, the Russians or whatever, it hasn't been detected. It's a completely invisible submarine that has not been detected for like 72 days or something. Like it has a record and like, oh yeah, it's going to go. Like this thing is hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hot it can't be seen.
Right.
And then all of a sudden on their radars, another submarine, they see another submarine in the radar.
Super hot.
And they're like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, does this thing see us? Does it see us? And all of a sudden it like engages on them and like fires missiles. And they see the missiles on the radar and they're like, oh, fuck, it sees us. What the fuck does it see us?
Yeah.
And they're like, fire back. And then they fire their missiles. And then that submarine disappears off their radar because it was never there because the AI just Just hack their radar system to make it seem like another submarine was there. So it's all happening internally inside their own submarine. So their missile is now hacked, and then they're like, oh, turn the missile off or whatever. That was weird. And then it turns around and it comes around. Boom, blows them.
Damn.
Blows them up. And what's funny about this whole opening sequence is they're all Russians, you know?
Better than the motorcycle off the cliff.
Yeah, sure. And they're all Russian guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all speaking in Russian accents in English to each other. I'm like, why? Speak Russian.
Yeah.
Open the
especially in the emergency
torpedo tubes. Open the torpedo tubes. Open the torpedo tubes.
They just keep saying that. Open the torpedo tubes. Open the open two torpedo tubes. It's crazy. But it was like how we're talking about Napoleon.
Yeah.
And how Napoleon's like, fuck the accent.
Yeah.
Fuck speaking in French. We're just doing that's done well. This feels like a mistake.
Right. Well, one, it's a shorter scene. They could have just had him speak Russian.
Exactly.
Would have made way more sense.
Yeah, but the people who go to see Mission Impossible, they can't read, you know?
Hey, you're talking about us.
You didn't go see it.
I did go see
Avatar. Have seen some of them.
That's true.
One sec.
We don't know. Do you know when the second part is supposed to come out?
No.
Well, I hope they... I'm fucking done with this Keyblade shit. I don't like it.
The key stuff?
The key stuff. You can't do it over the whole movie, and if it's going to be a huge part of the second movie, dude, that's going to be crazy.
I just... This movie seemed like it could have been edited way down.
Yeah.
And, like, they could have had a three-hour movie with
of
the second
both
part
parts combined. To combine, for sure.
Yeah.
And then it probably would have been pretty good.
Yeah, except for Tom Cruise is like, nah, bro.
The action in this one sucks. They got one cool scene of him. They have to show him running really fast.
Yeah.
He still does it. Like, look at this fucking 67-year-old.
How,
look at him go.
I mean, that is wild.
It is crazy. He's got to have knobbly knees. He has to.
And honestly, I don't think he is at this point. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't mind the money. But I'm convinced that at this point, he just wants to get in as many
this is what I said.
High budget stunts before he dies. Like, that's his
yeah, that,
actual
this is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't say before he dies, but like before he's too old to do them and then he has to do other acting shit.
Right.
He's like, I'm just going to get them all in now.
Yeah. I'm just going to.
He's an adrenaline junkie.
They're going to pay for it. I am just going to jump out of as many planes on motorcycles as
possible. Yeah. If they're going to pay for it. If they'll buy my skydiving ticket, I'll do it.
He's a Jeeps gig.
You get passed up a good deal.
I'm pretty sure he's like a producer on the movie. He's got to be.
Yeah.
So he's paying for it.
Yeah.
But
he's like, I think part of it, his ego needs to, for people to see it. Like the stunt has to be filmed.
Well, I mean, of course, I think he gets off on the making entertaining movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he wants it to be, he wants people to have fun at the movies. I think he does care.
Sure.
I think he cares about me. But he should have cared a little bit more about the writing on this one.
Yeah, it's bad.
It is phoned in fogus bologus.
Well, it's funny because, like, it is fogus bologus for sure. It's funny that in all of the Mission Impossibles, because we watched them fairly back to back to back. When you're watching them years apart and the other ones are hazy, you can just sort of get swept up in what it is.
Yeah.
But when you watch them back to back to back, you realize that, oh, the same thing happens in every single one as far as like he has to get the fucking MI or not MI, the IMF is like,
fuck you.
Fuck you. You're evil. You're out to get us. They're fucking the most paranoid organization of all time. Every single time they give him a mission, they're like, he's fucking probably against us, dude. Every single movie this
he's
happens.
Evil.
Yeah. He's fuck a terrorist. You. He's had enough of us.
That is weird.
Every single movie that this happens. And then in this one, the way they try and up, it's like they're aware of that. And the way they up the stakes and the conversation that happens with Ving Rhames and Simon Pegg and Tom Cruise is, wait, so you mean we gone rogue before this mission's even started? So it's just happening sooner is the only difference. But it's
like
just
they tell him, get the key for us. And he goes, we're going to get the key, but not for them. Like, yeah.
He's like, I actually, well, I guess the difference is
he actually
is against them this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, this sucks.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's very weird. I don't know this universe, but like, typically, you know, you trust.
Typically, in an intelligence agency,
you would like trust your agents, and you would have a lot of reasons for them to not go rogue on you. Like, you know, they know everything about your fucking. They'd kill you or whatever threats they make up at the beginning. You know.
Yeah,
I like how it always starts. You know, your mission, if you choose to accept it. Mm-hmm. You can just be like, nah. Because you learn in this one, I feel like they don't really talk about this in any of the other ones, but it's like revealed. There's like a backstory thing that I guess it'll get into in part two, but there's Gabriel, who fucking sucks, who killed like Ethan Hunt's wife before he got into the IMF.
Was it his wife?
Or is it kind I don't of know, just girlfriend? Some lady he's fucking, you know?
Yeah, they try to like, oh, let's like go like further. Like, I hate it.
It's so bad.
It's so retcon-y.
But anyway, my point is that it's like, it reveals backstory as to how he even got it.
Retcon-y?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, a retcon is like.
Return of the King?
Yeah. No, it's like filling in details.
Oh. Retroactive like, cognizance.
It's almost like to fix continuity errors.
Right.
Like if one movie comes out and there's like, oh, they added all these like errors, the next movie might like
try
do things
explain
to like
it.
Explain that. To like retcon.
they don't cut the pizza, they pass the savings on to you.
It's
Right.
Oh, it's okay. Retroactive continuity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, so they've introduced this element of fucking...
In the canon.
This is how
retcon.
Everyone who joins the IMF, they've been like back against the wall. You're fucked, but you have a particular set of skills that we can use you.
Yeah.
Which like I feel like isn't... They don't think they ever go over that in any of the other ones.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But then that's used as like... Or no. My whole point is that it's weird... Here's a new continuity error, which is that here's your mission if you choose to accept it. Like, no, these guys are slaves. They have to do the mission. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they also have explained that, like, hey, they're not here because of, like, a paycheck. They're here because they want to be here. Because what they get to do is important.
But that, I think, is a... Yeah, yeah. But it then goes against this narrative.
It's clearly what Ethan Hunt is, like, right,
he's very passionate about it. Yeah. Yes,
it's all he knows and loves.
Right,
except for all the ladies, and they always have to kill one lady off to make room for him to be able to fuck the next lady. It's funny.
Yeah, and then there's like a series of him like flashing the different lady, the women in his life,
and his wife from like
the first,
like his main wife that they flash back to in like over movies.
Yeah, doesn't come up at all in his mind.
She's his wife in number three. They do a little nod to her, like he still loves her in number four at the end. Yeah. And then in Fallout, he comes across her. She's remarried, and it's like, so it's almost like he lets her go in that one.
Right.
But it's funny how like, she doesn't pop into his mind.
It doesn't pop. It doesn't even occur to him.
In this newest one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he is getting older.
Yeah, he's got dementia in this one.
But they do it, they do it in like a fucking, like... James Bond is a womanizer.
Right.
Ethan Hunt is not.
No.
He's a one woman guy.
Yes.
But there's all the women that he loves. They die. So he obviously has to move on.
Right.
It's funny.
Yeah. And his whole thing is he tells the girl who are like, is this going to be his daughter? Like, what's going on here? And then he tells her that he's like, I'll always like put your safety ahead of my own or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then there's like a moment because he has to send her in by herself on the mission.
Yeah.
And then he meets up with her later when they finally meets up with her and they have a chance to talk.
Yeah.
He's like, she's like, oh my God, Ethan, are you okay? And he's like, are you okay? And she's like, no. Shut the fuck up.
Well, there's even that other scene where like they're driving together, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like they get out of the car and the guy's points a gun at, like, freeze or whatever. And he like puts her in front of him as a human shield. And then he just goes, he won't shoot you.
Yeah. Chill. He's not going to shoot you.
Don't worry. I'm certain of it.
I've thought of every scenario.
Yeah. We were talking about how like the woman it flashes back to, it was like going to be this girl's mom or something.
Right.
And that's the impossible mission throughout the whole arc of this series is like the impossible mission of fucking a mom and her daughter.
How do you do both?
It's going to be mission complete. Once he fucks this bitch in part two.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Mission accomplished. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's a good movie. I watched a movie last night called Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
You ever seen this movie?
No, I've never seen it, but I'm familiar.
You're familiar?
I love that Jamal has found like a word that I consistently say.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. It's consistent still.
I know.
We saw someone else say it too recently.
Yeah.
We were watching something, they said familiar.
Yeah, we're like, oh. I can't remember what it was though.
Me either.
Might have been Dead Reckoning. But we've watched a lot of shit lately. But this is a movie that like Miles watched when he was like a kid. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, yeah, fuck it. Rick Moranis.
Who's Jack Nicholson? What is that?
Mars Attacks.
No, the fucking
He is in Mars Attacks.
It's like one of his first movies he was ever in. It's like the little house on the left or something.
Little House on the Prairie.
I don't know.
The Shining. Anyways, yeah, Rick Moranis, Steve Martin is in this movie. Bill Murray is in this movie.
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy. It's a musical comedy.
Ugh.
Which I go, that's what I used to do. Ugh. But here's the thing. Here's what makes this, as a musical, bearable. A lot of the music is sung by black people.
Mm.
Oh, there we go.
And the music is actually not half bad.
Nice.
As far as like for a musical.
Yeah. You know?
And there's a lot of attempts at humor. This movie came out, I think, 86. There's a lot of attempts at humor that are like, whatever. But there are a few that are funny. And there's a moment in this movie.
The Little Shop of Horrors. That was the movie I was thinking of.
That's what I said.
This is the movie?
Little Shop of Horrors.
This one came out in 1960.
Oh, so it's a remake.
Yeah, yours is a remake. The original Jack Nicholson.
Wow.
I should watch that.
That's wild.
But there's a scene in it where like, so there's this girl and then there's Rick Moranis, right? And the girl
talks like this. Yeah. Oh.
She's like that, you know?
Yeah.
And she sings this whole song she's fantasizing about.
Like a little hottie.
Yeah, wow. Wow, mister.
And she has this song she sings. She's fantasizing about Rick Moranis. She has a piece of shit boyfriend who like beats her and shit. And then there's Rick Moranis, who's like a nice guy, and they work together at this fucking florist shop. And she sings a song. Yeah. She goes,
he rakes and trips the grass. He mows and cuts the weeds.
He just sings this whole song about how he's like takes care of her and shit.
Yeah.
And as soon as she says, he rakes and trips the grass, I was like, they did this on Family Guy. This is how I know this whole song. And it's a whole sequence of Herbert as the woman and Chris as the man. Dude, it was so funny. We watched them like side by side. It's a shot for shot. They do a shot for shot. It's great.
A little too much of an homage.
No, it's a perfect amount of an homage. It made it so much funnier.
That's what Family Guy does.
Yeah, they do it. Oh my God, dude. It is great.
Somewhere that's green. He rakes and trips the grass.
It's fucking tight. Bill Murray's got a funny scene in this movie. Steve Martin has got some funny moments in this movie for sure. But yeah, it's about this alien plant from outer space that they take, and everyone's like, so, oh my gosh, so cool, this plant, oh my god. It's like a, it wants to eat people, and it's tricking Rick Moranis into feeding it.
That's a good premise.
Yeah. So I enjoyed this movie a lot more than I anticipated.
Reveal recommend?
No. Yeah.
All right, Morgan, to you, what was the third book you read?
Oh, you didn't do yours.
Is that okay? I'll do mine last.
Oh, okay. The third book I read was Saving Noah.
Oh, boy rape.
Baby rape.
But is it actually baby rape?
No. I mean, correct, I guess.
To correct you to baby rape. Is it really baby rape? No. I just wanted to say, well, baby rape.
I mean, he doesn't like...
Baby rape is just like a term.
Just break it down. Break it down.
I mean, rape is, I think, of a very specific thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Whereas, I think we all do.
Yeah. There's no like penetration involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. Hey, but words can be rape.
Right.
No. They
can't. So no, this they is a quick little jaunt of a book. About
rape jaunt.
About this. I think he's either a sophomore or a junior at the time. He's like straight A honor roll student, the whole thing. He's swim star. He starts coaching the Pee Wee swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out, I mean, he's like a pedophile, like the mind, you know, the full disease. Because that's,
it's
like,
not just in his.
He didn't like.
He doesn't have a record. He just has a mental desire.
Oh no, he ends up touching a couple of the
ends up, but
girls.
I'm saying like what, like in the beginning.
Well, because he goes to this rehabilitation for juveniles that have committed sex crimes.
But how does he get there? I feel like you're jumping.
Well, it's
because
I don't know. Jordan asked
just
me a question.
You'll get there.
It was just your wording that brought the question up. But go ahead.
Okay. So he's like straight A honor roll kid. And this story is told from the mom's perspective. One day he like makes this confession, like, oh, I did something, you know, it's really bad, it's really awful, blah, blah, blah. And he tells her that he touched these two girls, and she's like, I don't remember them from your class or whatever. She's like not getting it. And then he's like, they're six, bro.
Right. Bro.
They're six, dumbass.
Why would I touch girls?
Why I'm fucking kids, you fucking idiot.
Get with the program.
And he, his self-loathing over this situation is clear throughout. Like, he's not like just waiting to get away from the cops to do it again or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, he gets tried as a minor, which he is not down for. He's like, I should go to jail forever. Like, I should be tried as an adult. I'm a bad person, be shit, I'm the worst. Mm-hmm. And but they get this hope of this rehabilitation center, but even the counselor, like towards the end, is like, he's, you know, what do you call it? Perfect
AI.
Client.
Oh.
And like, he's followed all the rules and blah, 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 blah. And he's thinking like, oh, all they told me I had to do is like follow this program and I'll get better.
Yeah.
The only time they don't get better is when they're true pedophiles, which is really rare in adolescence. Like, it apparently it's really rare in general, but like kids who typically commit sex crimes do so because they're either like angry, you know, it's like
coming. Is that what the book is telling you, or have you done real research?
That's what the book is telling me.
Okay, so but you believe, now you're believing that. I'm not saying the book is false. I'm just saying like,
yeah.
It's not like a nonfiction that you're reading.
Well, she is a...
Well, there are turtle shells to be found.
The author is a clinical psychiatrist that focuses on childhood trauma. So, like, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that there's some basis, in fact, there.
Yeah, okay.
And anyway, so he comes back. It's all about, like, it's timed right when he comes back from this rehabilitation center. And the dad is like, he cannot fucking live here because they have a little girl, mm-hmm. Katie. And all of that. Anyway, the mom ends up in her own delusion, right? Because she is, like, trying desperately to get back to the way things were, yeah. you know, and, like, help yeah. him through the situation. But now he's a registered sex offender. Like, no matter where they move, people find out. The real rape is to him by his peers, many, many, many different peer groups. And he finally is like, you're not listening to me. Like, so he makes a couple suicide attempts, and she's like, free. And those are very graphic and horrifying. And then she ends up helping him commit suicide because he makes this. He's like, I am attracted to little girls, and I do not want to hurt anybody else, and mm-hmm. I do not want to live this life. Like, I hate myself more than I hate every fiber of my being. And
the noble pedophile. I like how real is this
guy? Noble pedophile.
I know. So his mom helps him do this, like, planned suicide, and it's
how, just, he was really, how do they do that it? Turned off by himself. I feel like it would turn off himself, you know? Like, if he was that, like,
maybe,
like, I don't,
this is terrible what I'm doing, kill me. Like, you would stop. Like, you would stop. You wouldn't fucking.
I don't know.
Because I feel like it's just different parts of the brain lighting up. Right. You know? It's more complex. Yeah,
I'm not
than
saying
off
it's impossible. I'm saying, come on, dude.
I mean,
try harder, bro.
Here's the thing is he would love to, I guess, not do that, but it's just.
Have you tried molesting boys? Like, let's just incremental steps.
He's
dude.
Like, even if I never hurt anybody else, like, I don't want to live this life.
He doesn't want to just look at fucking pictures of little kids and jack off?
I don't know that that's a fulfilling life, you know, and no.
You don't know? I don't know if that's fulfilling.
Right, but I'm just saying, as far as, like, somebody, I mean, who is doomed to have that desire.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, you're like, yeah, like, let's find a way for them to commit suicide. I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I'm just saying.
No, right. I mean, I guess he is just telling his mom, I'm going to do this with or without you.
Yeah.
And, like, my mind is made up.
And she's like, I'll get involved.
She said, sign me up. He's like,
yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. She sounds like she has a lot of love for her
very
son.
Much. And he says, much. You know, like, if...
Probably the problem.
Yeah.
He's like, if I had a terminal illness, would you help me? Or would you want me to suffer, is how he phrases it.
Yeah.
So it's like, she... does come around. It's not easy, but she does come around to, like, yeah, if he was dying, suffering of cancer, I would help relieve his suffering by helping him do this assisted suicide, and his life will just be this suffering. And so she gets herself, like, yeah. there.
I can yeah. tell by the way you're talking about it that it hooked you in, like, a believable way where you're like, yes, it makes sense that you would want to do this.
She doesn't want to do it.
No, but that she would get on board.
I'm saying that you got on the ride of the character's motivations where you weren't like, why would she do that? Like, you were like, yes.
You get it.
Yeah.
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 Like, you like the book.
It's well written.
You like the book.
Well, I mean, you know, she finds him hanging from their balcony with a bed sheet, which has got to be, like, a devastating fucking... Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing? I just don't understand what's happening.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. Oh, but it's we're trying to be funny.
Oh. We don't know them personally.
Right, and it's just funny how, like, you're like, trying to convince me that it makes sense. And I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing out, like, ideas.
Yeah. But you're laughing.
I know. It's just like, I'm like, he tried to kill himself. She finds him hanging fucking off of their balcony. And
that's
like,
what I'm laughing at. I'm laughing at how like you're like, how could you fucking laugh at such like a fucking horrific suicide? Like, and I'm just
A,
like,
he didn't read the book. B,
I'm not as invested as you.
Right,
one.
Right.
Two, it's fictional. And right. Three, I'm just... I didn't know that. Like, yeah.
Surprise.
But.
Yeah.
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 Somewhere that's green. He rapes and fucks the babies.
No, the fun, yeah, no, the funniest part is your, like, I don't know if it's faux anger or, like, legitimate annoyance with me. It's hilarious.
It is funny.
Why?
Because.
Because I just didn't expect you to be like, right. Hey, like, respect this character, this pedophile who tried to
The mom's been through some hard shit, man.
Well, it's like, it is, none of it is funny, so I just don't know what's happening.
That's why it's funny.
Yeah, well, it's so dark, for and we didn't like, read it.
For you to be, to ask of us to get serious right,
right.
now is what's funny.
Yeah. I don't understand what you guys are laughing about. That's funny. It's like, we, Lucy, don't laugh. No smiling.
I mean, I didn't say I didn't get angry until the laughter was already
Also, I have this
multiple.
Fucking cough that it's not going away, so I have to be like quick and blunt. And so like, I'm not able to elaborate. And then like, I say something and then you're like, why the fuck are you angry?
Jordan's in the middle of laughing and coughing.
I didn't expect that my non-full explanation to get fucking immediately turned around and questioned like that.
Okay, so I loved this book.
Yeah.
It was devastating from start to finish in all the ways. So that suits me.
Devastation.
5 stars.
It's between 4.5 and 5 stars.
What is the valley?
It's a 4.6. I give it a 4.6.
I give it a 4.6. What is it called again?
Saving Noah
by killing him.
Yeah, failed
ultimately. Yeah, I mean,
that saves his soul.
Yeah, it's no, that is no, not like the going main part of the book. It's just where, you know, you end up. But it is a right. quick, it's a quicker read. I want to read all of her other ones mm-hmm. because I like this. I like this, like, I can't
her
think
insight.
Of any words right now, but what do you call it? Controversial subject matter,
yeah.
right? Like, because this is all very... loving towards Boom. This person, you know?
Yeah.
And
that is cool and refreshing.
Yeah. Cause and you know,
it's hard
about,
to do.
It's like the worst crime, and he is just a victim of his genetics.
Like, I feel like it's not taboo now.
Right.
It's
really?
Definitely not as taboo as it was.
No, I'm saying
actually,
to
I
touch
think...
the subject. Like to touch the subject of child pedophilia, I feel like people are more on board with.
Yeah.
Than yeah. and to have sympathy for that person or whatever.
Although M did this back in the fucking 30s or whatever. The movie
yeah.
M.
Yeah. yeah, but I'm just saying, like, racial stuff now is more taboo. Like,
right.
if you wanted to touch on somebody who was a racist
right.
and make them a sympathetic character, I feel like less people would be on board.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think so. Like, truly sympathetic. Not like, oh, a redemption story. I mean, like, someone who is, like,
oh,
a more
sure.
nuanced, but they are homophobic. Or like,
and they carry those beliefs the entire... They don't necessarily
yeah.
change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a piece of shit kind of character, but you love to hate him. Like, to love
I guess,
to hate a guy that
that's,
actually
that's
is.
That's different, I guess, because pedophilia is not an ideology.
Right.
You know?
No, but that's what I'm saying. But it is a taboo subject to talk about
Yeah.
Like the roots of how they are the way they are have nothing
but
to
what
do with
I, it. No, but what I'm saying is that if you had a character who is sympathetic, but they're a racist the whole movie, I guess it depends on what the plot is of the movie, but like the movie would have to not be centered around people trying to change their mind, I guess. Because right, for them to not change their mind by the end, you're like, oh, this guy's just a piece of shit.
You're not genetically born racist.
I guess it could be. I don't know.
No, no, no. My point is that if you have a character who is like, I don't know, like fucking, who's like, it's like child pedophilia. Everybody knows
that it's wrong. It's just pedophilia.
Everybody knows it's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Adult pedophilia.
So there's no like, I feel like there's no, like with a guy who is like saying racist stuff, other people out there might read it and be like, some people don't know this is wrong.
Oh.
And so it's a problematic character.
Right, right.
Whereas to have a pedophile, no one's worried that it's like going to spread pedophilia around or something.
Right, right. I don't know. I feel like some people would feel that way. It wouldn't be the masses, I agree. But I do feel like some people are that.
Right, dumb. But in this book, it's definitely not taboo in the sense of like, it's like, he's a sympathetic character.
It.
Yeah, but
right.
It's not like,
he
the
even
idea
hates
of the
it.
Book is,
he right. even is against
yeah.
it.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, the whole it's thing the right is side. About how it's the
yeah, yeah.
it's the worst crime you can commit. We forgive pedophile. Murderers, not pedophiles. Like
right,
yeah.
Because everyone can sympathize with a murderer a little bit.
Right, apparently.
No, seriously, you can be like, you never wanted to kill your wife or whatever. Yeah. You know, like, everyone has that.
I've also been married a few times. A few times.
A
couple of times I paid them.
I read the book called The Right Stuff. It's about the bottle in Space Jam. No,
That's the good stuff, I thought.
No, the Michael's special stuff.
Cum. Yeah.
Michael's secret cum, dude.
No, this is it's by Tom Wolfe, same author of Bonfire of the Vanities, except this is a nonfiction, all about the guys, the first guy, Americans into space.
Ooh.
So.
Is it good?
It's good, but it's really, I mean, it's kind of repetitive.
Mm.
Like there's like six of them and they each, like it's not the guys who went to the moon. This is before that. This is the guys who just went into Earth's orbit, like into like the 50 miles beyond the 50 mile up line.
He likes to repeat himself, is what you're saying.
He likes to repeat himself.
He's a repetophile.
Nice.
Huh?
Yeah, it was Project Mercury. And Freedom 7 was the first manned space flight. And by the way, they put fucking monkeys up there for the chimps before the man.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And before this whole thing is like the guys, like they're like the best pilots in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good at flying planes, but this whole Project Mercury had like, it was all engineered. Like they didn't have to do anything. They just had to be a guy in the rocket.
Yeah.
So a lot of them hated that. They fucking hated that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, well, like other real pilots, like look down on these guys.
Right.
Who, like
right.
were selected to
do it. Like, space. Like you're kind
we
of,
we actually feel like they're like breaking the sound barrier and trying to like up that and like
mm-hmm.
do that pilot shit. And the guy, these Top astronauts gun. Were like, they were just in a can basically being launched.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they were kind of like laughed at.
Yeah, but you're a crash dummy.
Yeah. So they were laughed at, but they became the heroes. Like everybody in like America was like, these guys are fucking like celebrities now. Mm. And so then they're like, oh, fuck. Like, we want to be these guys.
Yeah.
So, but first they set monkeys up there. And he goes into all the detail about how like they strap like electroshock things to the monkey's feet to force them to do shit. They beat the shit out of these monkeys.
Damn,
dude.
Bro.
These monkeys were fucking abused slaves.
Damn.
Like, and they fucking, yeah. And so like when they finally put the monkey in the rocket, it was like the monkey's like vacation. Like, cause they're checking their heart rate and stuff. And their heart rate's always jacked. Like whenever like
people are
the
around
guys with white lab coats walking, yeah, it jacks
fuck.
Up.
Fuck.
They're fucking stressed to the gills.
Damn.
In the rocket.
Gills.
Like all their fucking hydrocortisone, like all their levels.
The cortisone levels.
They like all dropped and like
hydrocortisone.
Whatever the fuck.
All their ointment. Ointment everywhere, dude.
All the levels dropped. All the fucking, like, their heart rate was like normal. And yeah. It was like they're like completely relaxed.
Once they were in space?
Yeah, once they're like through the launch and then like landing in the ocean and stuff. And the things are just like rocking in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And they're just like in there like on vacation. Yeah. So then the mandate. And so it's kind of repetitive because after that point, it's like six different guys and like all of them like just telling
the story. Have the same life.
No, I mean like just their flight. Like here's this guy, then the next guy.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And they're all, you know, there's variations in how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys know about A-OK? You guys know A-OK? You know
A-OK.
Everything's A-OK.
Mm-hmm.
That's apparently a NASA thing. Because the sound of A is sharper over the radio back then than O. Oh. Like O wouldn't cut through the static, so mm-hmm. they would say I'm A-OK. So because it would cut through.
Oh, but they'd still say O? They wouldn't be like, AKs, man.
Yeah, no, AKs. No, they wouldn't do that.
Okay.
A little tidbit.
A-OK.
A-OK.
I'll give it like 3.5.
Okay.
3.4.
What'd you give Bonfire? 5?
5, dude. Bonfire is great.
I should probably finish reading that. One of these days.
You're just going to pick up where you left off?
I'll probably go back a chapter. I remember more or less where I left off.
Okay.
It is pretty vivid in my head.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, all the details. It's a pretty sprawling story.
Yeah. I'm about halfway.
A lot of moving parts. A lot of politics.
Yeah, but I remember.
Okay. You're right. I'm only like 30 pages.
Dude, it's really not hard.
And then me and Jamal, and then for the first half, Morgan watched Blackberry.
Yes.
Yeah.
The movie about which Jamal was hardcore against for the
longest.
I brought it up multiple times to watch.
This is my Napoleon.
Yeah. And I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I actually didn't fall asleep due to disinterest.
I like this more than Napoleon.
Was personally. Tired.
No, you what really?
Yeah.
And then you're ranking that way?
Yeah. Just above it. Like it's just okay. Above it. Yeah.
Interesting.
No, Napoleon is better, but this movie is good.
Napoleon is like more of a
epic
feat. Film. What a film.
Which is funny because Jamal's biggest gripe with like not wanting to watch it was the bald cap on what's his face? Dennis from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, and it's not a bald cap. I didn't say it was the bald cap. My gripe was I'm supposed to believe these guys are old. Especially Jay.
Yeah, but they're Burchell not really that old. Whatever. It was in the beginning. They got white hair because they're fucking.
But that's what it seemed stressed. Like from. Yeah, but that's what it seemed like from the trailer. Right? You come to find out, yeah, he's just prematurely gray or whatever. But like, he's a silver fox. But it seems like they're doing like a bit.
Yeah.
And that's what you thought too. You were like, I think it's supposed to be like, what did you compare it to?
I said it's like documentary now.
Like a documentary now. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Satirical.
Which is, it is sort of like that, but the how it's
not really.
Well, it's not. I mean, to be honest, I haven't seen documentary.
It's not like documentary now at all.
I haven't seen it, but
at all.
The what I really like about this movie, which by the way, the ball cap is bad on him. Like you could tell,
it's not a ball cap.
What do you
don't think?
You think he shaved his head?
Yeah, I think it's shaved because I'm pretty sure at one point you can see the hair starting to grow through a little bit.
Oh really?
I think so.
To me, I felt like I could see the line, like where like his. Forehead would wrinkle and then there would be a straight line, which I know there is a line. Everyone has a hair.
I think it's just like that's what his head looks like.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Well, fuck me.
No.
So
yeah, I'd like to finish this movie.
No, what I really liked about it is how straight it's being played. Cause it is, funny moments.
There are funny moments.
But nobody is going for a joke. Like everything is like.
Well, sort of the other guy is.
I think he's played like.
Well, he's like
you're
a goofy.
You're talking about Doug.
Yeah, Doug.
He's a goofy guy, but at no point do I feel like he's like Will Ferrell in a movie or something. Like,
yeah, that's true.
He's not like dumb or he's not like doing stuff that's like completely that
He's just
wacky.
Sort of a dork.
He's just, he's a dorky guy.
Dorky, dweeby, likes to have fun kind of guy.
But he's believable.
Yeah, I agree. Like yeah.
Which I think he's the director. I think.
Oh, really?
I think that's Matthew Johnson.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie is pretty good. I was surprised.
Yeah, and there's actually some funny parts.
I think the first half's better than the second half.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah.
I don't like it when they start to fail.
Yeah, oh no.
But I do like I do like, you're telling this story, and a lot of, like, these true stories sort of get hard to tell, or like Air, for example, mm-hmm. like, At least it's not Air.
Yeah.
Where it's like, here's the creation of the fucking Air Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking that. It's just, you know?
Right. Just a bunch of coughs.
Well, it just seems like it's just so corny and like.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like inspirational.
Someone's like, write a story about the creation of Air Jordan. Like, that's the fucking feel-good story you would write first draft.
Without
any sort of, like, interesting
moments. Now let's make it good.
It's like straightforward. Like, yeah. It's just like.
God, Air sucks, dude. The more I think about it, I'm like, this movie is fucking whack.
You okay, bud?
Shh. Hush. Do not check it on me. Trying to fucking roll this thing to the finish line. Okay, so no, Blackberry's good. It's a good one.
Yeah.
No, you got nothing more to add to that?
I do think it's in the beginning when Dennis first gets there and how angry he is and everything is a little over the top.
He's the most over the top. Like when you brought up Doug being over the top, I was like,
He's
more believable.
As far as
Dennis is the least believable.
I didn't say he's over the top. You're twisting my words.
I think he is.
I thought he was the goofiest. Doug is the goofiest. Like as far as like we're talking about going for jokes. Dennis's character is more like. I mean, it's not that it's not played for laughs or attempted to be, but it does feel like.
I'm from Waterloo.
That's
where the vampires live.
That's a little okay.
That's a funny line. But
It's funny, but again, it's like, and at that point you're sort of used to him overreacting and like having such a short fuse. But in the beginning, it's like, bro, this is your first impression, and you're like breaking the phone. You're fucking
right.
Shouting at everybody.
It almost feels like he's overacting. Like he's really going for it.
Yeah.
Well, but I think that's how he thinks results will happen. Yeah. It's like his insecurity about he's not the tech guy. So he just has to like fucking first of all, he is afraid because he's fucking mortgaged his house. He has no money.
You find that out later.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, he probably does. He has a management by fear sort of a style. So it's I didn't think it was that crazy, especially because they're all.
Well, I guess,
and he's a narcissist. The way that he's like he gets fired from his other job, like under like good grounds, or like what am I trying to say? Like it's not like
it's an honorable discharge.
It's not like. It's not like appalling that he got fired or like it's not like an affront to like it's like he takes it as a personal affront.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like it's what am I trying to say? Like it's fucking
it makes sense that he was
justified
fired. Yes.
That he's fired.
Yeah.
Yes. no, I guess and more what I'm talking about is how people react to that. When he's breaking a phone, yelling at her and he just got there. Within 30 seconds of him being there, they'd be like, you need to like are you okay? Like, what the fuck, dude?
Right. Especially, like, they have this fun environment. They're all friends. And then he comes in. And it's just like,
I would leave. If I was, there'd be at least one walkout. Be like
it's believable
this,
that
dude.
It becomes that. And that's that's why Blackberry ultimately fails, is because, it's a bunch of people who don't want to work there and shit. And it's like, now, like, all the creativity and fun has been sucked out of this company.
Right.
But, like, to have it off the bat
starts there.
Yeah.
Is wild.
Like, you could tell this guy's going to be a problem, but the way it's kind of believable is like Jay's character is the buffer. Like, it's almost like he only really deals with him. And you can tell like Jay is like the one who's like relaying the information or like he's the creative mind or
whatever. Right.
So, and they need the money. So that's
true. Probably. True. So it's not that big of an issue, but it's a good movie. It's good.
It's on Hulu.
Hulu.
Anyway, sorry about the coughing. I pounded this Izzy and then all of a sudden.
What do you got? Do you have like a slash in your throat or what's going on, buddy?
I don't know. I think it's like a reflux thing.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, my God. Oh,
man.
I forgot to mention, I fucking stabbed the fuck out of my pinky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck happened there, buddy? I didn't realize you cut it that badly when you said it.
When was that?
When I was doing the dishes, we had a bowl. that had a chip in it.
Ooh.
Mm. And I reached into the sink, and my pinky, like directly at the tip of my finger, just like sliced at the top. And it wouldn't stop bleeding. Like my pinky, it probably still is bleeding. Yeah. That's why I wrapped it with three band-aids.
Right.
Fuck.
God damn.
To conceal the blood. I was like, ah, fuck. It's not like it hurts really bad. It stings, but like it really is the more annoyance of like how it won't stop bleeding.
It will.
Yeah. It never.
Do you think it will? I don't know.
I don't know.
Did you throw that bowl away or is it in the wash?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I threw it away.
Was it one of the little gray ones?
No, it was the bigger, gray, lighter, big, light gray.
Interesting.
There's a chip on the edge of that one that did it.
Mm.
I would have not suspected that to be the culprit.
That was it.
Damn.
Which is funny because I think I remember when that chip happened and I was like, oh, that's not that big of a deal. And then comes back to slice
you.
Give me half of my money.
But yeah, that's the episode, everybody. Thanks, Phillies.
Anybody
have anything else?
Yeah. That's it.
Oh. Hell yeah. Quit talking about butter on that shit.
Bye.
Stay hydrated.